Yeah.
It's the holiday ever. Season.
Literally coming to you from the gutter.
So boop dee boop.
We are doing a Christmas episode from a gutter.
truly from a gutter.
I wanted to do it at a church, and I think Corona kind of showed his true hands there. He's like, I'm not
he
really.
He refused to let me go to the church.
It burned my
guys,
eyes.
Did you guys start to go there and he started smoldering?
He didn't want to meet. He felt intimidated by me being on my home turf. Although, jokes on him, I'm a Native American, so this is all my home
and
turf.
We also don't know what kind of church it was.
Jokes on you. Tyler's a little bit quiet. Should I improve that now?
Look at that plane. What is that?
Don't point out things in the sky that.
That's a sweet plane.
This would be the best episode of this podcast ever if that plane went down after you said, look at that plane.
We're all 10. We're going to drink juice boxes.
And then Harrison Ford pops out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stumbles over.
We get an exclusive.
And in Tyler's world, he goes, are you guys the after disaster? Mm-hmm. And he's
in
bleeding from the head because everything always ties back to the after disaster.
What, Native Americans?
Oh, Christ. All right, so we just finished up the annual Family Christmas Film Vault episode where we did
and
the Red, White Elephant. Biggest crowd yet.
Kicked to the curb.
Biggest group that we've had in there yet, right?
It's a big group.
It's a big group.
Did it in Brian's living room.
And Brian was nice enough to host it, and it got a little ugly. A little ugly. I think that a lot of people in the...
there's a little tension there.
On mic were uncomfortable, other than myself and possibly Brian. It's always kind of hard to tell. But I think it was a decent episode. It was a little all over the map. It was more after disaster than the film vault, but...
Yeah.
It's listening to people open gifts. What do you want?
An argument.
You're an after disaster fan.
There was some arguing. But... here we go. We got a little holiday cheer from you, the listeners. Thank you very much to everybody that sent anything to the P.O.
We
box.
Think. It could just be like mailings from like, you know.
And here's our new thing. We decided, right?
Thank you for listening. And next week we're going to do our big annual New Year's Eve special.
We are. I
just made that up.
Till right now.
Whose curb will that be from?
We should do it out in front of the Orpheum. We should totally do that. We should do that. Where are you going to be for New Year's Eve? What are you doing?
I have no plans.
To do a show.
Yeah.
Tyler and I are
actually... You guys are going to a concert.
We're not going to a concert. We are actually being realistic about things, and rather doing our own show, we're going to somebody else's show on New Year's Eve. Bill Burr.
Where is that?
The Orpheum, downtown LA. It's going to be good times. We should do it on the curb. We should do a show. So...
maybe I'll just meet you guys at Bill Burr.
So, here we go. We are going to open up some holiday cheer that the listeners...
that we're just assuming it's holiday cheer.
I'd like to... also say that we kind of made a decision to do this. We're going to do a new thing now. Once a month, I think we might do a show from a park, which was one of my plans at one point to do every show from a different park. I still like that idea. But we can do the show from anywhere we want. So we're thinking about maybe opening stuff that's sent to the P.O. box once a month in a park so that if anything is... you fuckers should not send anything alive ever. It's mean, it's cruel, and it's really upsetting to me because I have a massive phobia. But if it is something that needs to crawl away, hey, you're already in your home. You're in a park. Enjoy. Right? And we just leave the package open.
Yeah.
So, P.O. Box.
That's just encouraging people to send us live things.
Like no, I don't want them to. And they shouldn't.
You
guys
said
should
is,
not.
But if you do.
Well,
like,
now.
Enough.
Don't. But don't. I'm 100% serious. Do not. But P.O. I don't want to give the P.O. Box because you're making it sound like I'm asking for that. I'm not. You're so distracted with the fact that Carano's at his car across
P.O. Box 570058, Tarzana, California, 91357, care of the After Disaster.
It's also on
this one's to me.
On our website, which is theafterdisaster.com. Is it theafterdisaster.com? Thanks to Scott by Scott.
Theafterdisaster.com.
And this episode's coming out when?
I don't know. Right? Tomorrow?
Yeah,
Christmas
tomorrow.
Christmas Eve?
All right, so, hey,
Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
He comes back, Carano will be doing a live show of his music. on December 26th, the day after Christmas. So if you're local and you want to come down, he's doing it in the small bar show area of the Hollywood Improv. Come on down.
He encourages you to bring signs.
Tickets are very inexpensive.
Large signs.
It'd be a good way to... he doesn't want to promote it at all, so we're slipping it in here real quick. But it's going to be fun. Tyler and I are going to be there. Right?
Maybe.
What? I'm
going to
be there for sure. And so, hey, let's start opening gifts. Hey, Mike, welcome back.
Howdy.
I wanted to get some camera footage of this.
Here, Mike, this is for you.
Oh, my God. I love this magazine.
Oscar
Gay Queer.
That's not what GQ stands for.
Oh, this is for me also?
This one's to me, so I'm going to open it. It feels like a book.
Mm.
I don't like to read.
This is to Anderson, and it's very small, and it's from China.
Yeah. It's lead. It's just a bar of lead.
Just like your dick.
Hey!
This is interesting.
Also to Anderson.
A subscription to magazines.
Hey,
Mike,
guys, they just put my
for,
name on
I think
it.
You got
it doesn't
for
mean that it's for me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Nope.
Brian is out on his front
lawn.
No, this
is going to be quick.
Cameras
we're
going inside
done.
The car shooting
hey,
this.
Yell, get off my lawn.
You're not on my lawn. You're on my
Say, get off all my right. curb.
You guys want to be on the, what's the name of the show?
No, this is fine. We're opening in the gutter by the right. storm drain so we can just shove all the trash right down the
yeah,
storm drain.
I don't think you got anything for Christmas.
That's all right. That makes me feel sad, unloved,
guys, they just put
unwanted.
My name on it. It doesn't mean that it's not for us.
Oh, this is the after disaster.
Okay. What's that, Brian?
That one.
No, we're good, man. Thank you very much. Brian's offering us water. I'll take a beer. I mean, if you.
He's mostly just confused. What's happening?
I might have to come in and pee in a few minutes.
He offered us something, and then I said beer, and he said come inside and get it. So I don't want to ditch. Go get a beer. So, Tyler, go ahead and read that. I'm going to eat this thing.
Okay. This
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Says.
Oh, Anderson, you're going to love this. Oh, sorry for interrupting.
Oh!
From Tanya. Mm-hmm. Anderson, Michael, and the other guy. Have a great Christmas.
Wait, this is from Tanya Kruger.
Can't wait to get back to California.
Well, jokes on her because the other guy is my Native American name.
Tyler.
What?
That was one of the worst things you've ever seen. Co-host. Then, she's the co-host of Getting Zitty With It.
Yep.
One of our favorite podcasts, which I'm very behind on because I'm behind on everything right now, mainly life.
Oh, listen to this. By the way.
This is still from Tanya Kruger.
Getting Zitty's listenership has plummeted since being on the After Disaster.
What a bitch.
How is it possible? That's literally not possible.
That's not possible.
Yeah, you can't have sense. Less listeners before exposure.
Yeah, that does. I don't. You know what? That makes us almost more powerful. Like, if we have that kind of influence.
Oh,
like,
we can take away your
be
listeners.
Be on our show.
Yeah.
Maybe all her listeners listen to our show, and now they're like, hey, After Disaster for me. No more Getting Zitty for you. Go ahead, Ty. What you got there?
This is some Werner Herzog comments that I think I'm supposed to read, I guess.
Well, you should start reading them now. So
okay.
We don't have a bunch of
dead air. I don't know what this is in reference to.
I'm going to just jump right in here then. I got a gift, and I think it's a book. And here's what it comes with, like an Amazon little ship to bill from whatnot, right? Invoice. And it has a little... I have not read this yet. I've read the first few words, and I realize that it's probably broken English. And it says, "Dear customer, I appreciate for buying from us. I hope you are fully satisfied with transaction. I have 100% customer satisfaction policy if you haven't..." Okay, that's boring. But what the fuck? No, I'm going to give you negative reviews because you can't...
Did you just order something and have it sent to the P.O. Box?
Rule of the Bone. A novel by Russell Banks. Intoxicating and unsparring. A romance for a world fast running out of room for childhood. Brian, Mike, that's bad news for you.
Are you going to read that?
I don't know what it is.
What
or
is
it's
it?
From.
What is it? Who's it from?
It's a book from somebody, but it doesn't say.
All right, well,
it's new.
I'm going to open more things.
And it costs $1.34.
Thanks,
sir.
Asshole.
We're trying to do a show.
Can you see we're doing a show?
It doesn't Christ. Say who it's from. Thanks forever, whoever sent this. The rule of the Bone. I hope Tyler enjoys it.
Ooh, I got a coloring book.
Coloring books are the new things for adults, right? That's
yeah.
that's
yeah,
the thing now.
We discussed this.
Why is that?
Coloring for grown-ups. Oh, these people are gonna have sex.
That is a creepy one.
Them.
What the hell?
Draw a room full of cool friends to help this lonely guy not feel so alone. Aw.
Look at that guy.
Hipster or hedge funder? Use crayons to give the man on the left an existentialist worldview.
All right, so they have that thing where, when you do a little, when you're a little kid, you
connect
the dots.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's obviously a giant dick pointing at a woman, right? You can tell what it is without even doing connect the dots. It's a giant dick and balls, right there.
Yes.
Yes. That's inappropriate. Because
it says connect the dots to help Linda figure out what mystery object she'd need to instantly increase her yearly income. She had balls.
She'd
she
had
make
a dick.
Man salary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, guys?
Instead, she's making sandwiches.
Is that Wait, what you think it is? If she had balls, she'd make a man's salary?
That's true. Isn't that a true thing? That's the thing, right?
Thank you, Maureen.
Is it? Who is it? Oh, Maureen. Yeah, she's the one that sent us Cat Tie, and she's a new listener, but she caught on, and she's into the program, even though she just started listening a couple months ago. Yeah.
Well,
will you open that? I can't.
Good to have you.
I'm not capable of
that
opening
that. Stranger looks like Logan.
It is Logan. Logan is watching on the street. Why is he doing that?
Logan, take a sad photo of us.
Oh, I said that in the mic.
All right, Tyler's opened yet another gift.
For
this
you.
Is good.
It's not mine.
It just says my name on it. It doesn't mean it's just for me.
They're usually...
All right, this is another book. Got a lot of reading to do now. The Tender Bar, a memoir. The best memoirist of his kind since Mary Carr.
See you, Logan.
Wrote The Liars Club, the New York Times bestseller. This is a book, and I'm supposed to read it.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
What is it?
I've been given a onesie that says Carano Baby on the front. And Made in Vagina. I'm so upset.
Take a picture of that.
So you're going to put that on your child, yes?
Shouldn't you have me in this photo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You will put that on your child, no?
Of course.
Say you will, yes. And once again, I don't know who this is from. So thank you for whoever sent me the book. From Zone 3, Row F, Bin 4, Shelf 1, Slot 7, Item 237. My God. Hey, if you work for Amazon or you work in one of these factories, send some AD Vice to Tyler at theafterdisaster@gmail.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, really?
I think it might just be after. No, it's theafterdisaster@gmail.com.
I want to hear from somebody who works in a filing cabinet office, like, you know, one of those centers
for
Amazon.
I'd like to have somebody call in every week that works in the most boring, lonely little corner office by themselves.
Uh-huh.
And just tell us what's going down, like with the company gossip, what's happening.
Well, if it's lonely, they probably don't know because there's not many.
I'd like somebody who works in Amazon shipping to tell us, like, what are the biggest things that go out. Like, they'd be like, you have no idea how many real dolls come through here. 400, 500 a day.
That's what I'm saying. I want to hear from somebody who works in one of those.
Yeah.
I picture it being like Indiana Jones, but all very organized.
Me too. Me too. Very organized Indiana Jones.
And with a bunch of Amazon tape everywhere. This is Amazon Prime or Amazon Fire. All over it.
They're always watching TV.
Gotta be careful.
After disaster onesies.
That's fantastic.
But somebody took our shirts and essentially bootlegged our own shirts.
Pirated merchandise
for children,
us.
For babies.
That is great.
That's badass.
That is fantastic.
Wow, how did they get that logo?
That's not the logo. That's a different one.
No, this is the logo of our last shirt.
That is
the
not the logo.
Shirt.
It's close.
It is the
no,
logo.
It's not.
What's he talking about? That's it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's not it.
That's the logo.
It is not. It's close. It's not it.
That's it. We got to take pictures of all this shit.
I'm telling you, it's not it. The After Disaster logo, the skateboard's at an angle. It's a different skateboard. The reflection's different.
Take a picture. Send it to us, please. And
Andrea. Andrea, thank you for my After Disaster onesies.
Yeah.
My kid will never know about the show.
Open more. All right, I think we're opening the last thing.
And then it's a bunch of chocolates.
Candy.
Oh, there's a note. There's a note I almost didn't see.
Careful, don't just shove your hand into, like, unknown boxes.
This might technically be copyright infringement, so please don't sue me. Well, too late. Mike's coming for you. The treats are for the three of you to share.
It's not the same.
Mike, you got something else. You get to share these treats.
Aw.
This is,
Thank you, Andrea.
Okay, let me see.
Andrea.
And I got another cat.
Hey, maybe it is the same.
Yes.
You think? You think?
Know.
It's not the same.
Are you thinking the lettering's different? It's the exact same, dude.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's not. It looks the same.
Here, a cat tie. What is that? That's from Maureen.
Oh, thank you, Maureen.
All right.
Look at that.
In the picture,
did we push record?
Our picture has trucks visible.
Oh
that
God,
one doesn't have trucks visible.
I don't care.
Guys, I have some really bad news.
What?
We pushed record.
Oh, okay. Good.
Get it?
I get it.
That is not the same shirt. Oh. That guy redesigned it.
I'm...
that girl.
Upset with you. No, this is the best Christmas on a curb I've ever had.
Pretty good.
I like Christmas on a curb every year. Christmas curb.
New thing.
Curbmas.
We come to Brian's house, only we leave all of our trash here in
we
a big
leave
pile.
The trash. We should. We need Brian to come out and take a picture of us with all the trash
and the
gifts around us.
Let's leave it here and then vehemently deny that we left the trash here. Even though all the shipping labels
say
options.
That's the best.
And we just, no, we deny.
Should we just throw it over the fence?
That'd be pretty strong.
Like in Mad Men, that one scene where they just get up and just toss it all in the park.
And then the camera just settles and just goes static for about 30 seconds on the trash. Okay, we get it, Wiener. They didn't care about recycling or nature back then. We get it. Let's move on.
Oh, this actually is to Anderson. Sorry, Mike, you don't get
no,
the GQ
you,
either.
I didn't open it yet.
I thought you'd take it, Tyler. You're more GQ than either one of us.
Okay.
All right, so we're done?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Sweet
little 15 episodes.
That was fun.
We need a picture, though, of us with the trash.
I got some video.
But you're not in it, Mike.
I am. I ran video from the car.
And you just, like, mounted it and left it? Well, why don't you, can you mount it again and then take a pic? Why does that take so much thought?
Can we just get him to come out and do it?
He's kind of a...
How about if I just do some HD video?
And then just grab a still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do that.
But when do you need it by?
Tomorrow?
Hey, guys. Hold on. You know what we need to
Sorry,
do?
I'm chewing with my mouth full.
I know that Mike will not do it, but what we need to do, all three of us write very long emails to Ball Brian tonight telling him that he should bet on our teams.
Can you take a picture of us?
Ah, cool. We're getting strangers to take a picture of us. Got to put the trash. Wait, let's put the trash in front of us.
Hey, it's going to go in the gutter.
No, it's not. There's a grate.
There's a grate. Where's my Corano baby thing?
Where's my books?
The strangers.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Sure.
Yeah, I feel it would be great.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. We do a little stupid show.
And we didn't have time to actually go and record it in our studio, so we're just doing it on...
We're doing a Christmas episode on the street.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hey, do you guys want some books? You want a coloring book for grown-ups?
Guys, my worldview is shattered. They didn't recognize us.
Mike, you're off, Mike. Yeah, I mean, you're so far off, Mike, that, like...
Mike, you've never... We're still recording, and you're talking to a microphone that is 8 feet below you on the ground.
If your feet had mouths. Okay. That's it?
That's it, baby.
God damn, how do we not have a sign-off? Hey, thanks for making us a part of your week.
Thanks
for making us part of your Christmas.
Thanks for making us part of your
Christmas. Part of your life, part of your will.
Part of your shopping list.
Part of your masturbatory fantasy.
Negative.
Thank you for none of the three of us getting each other gifts.
Oh
Thanks
God,
for getting gifts for
that.
Us to give to each other.
I was driving here, and I was so worried that one of you would have gifts for me.
Tell the listener what it is. Tell There it is.
I'm not, I don't, oh, you shouldn't have. Rule of the bone.
Yeah. I also got you this.
I do like how this bone is wrapped.
I don't like how we get these books, and there's no backstory. Like, do they think we're editors?
You know what? Here's the problem with that whole book idea. Is that requires a lot of time.
A lot of time.
And if they think you're going to read it and then somehow put the pieces together to what the message is, that's too much work, man.
Maybe
work.
Halfway through there's a check made out to you.
Let me check. Nope.
Well,
but honestly, guys, thanks.
Wait, what's this?
I feel like the show is a little bit, I don't know if it's just me or if you guys, too, feel like the show's kind of been stagnant. Like, we got to do something.
Yeah.
I
well,
feel
we
like
also
we're sitting on a curb.
Well, I know.
I do like
the
curb
few
show.
Weeks.
Curb show's the new thing.
We do have Curb Appeal.
Hey, now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That could be the new show name.
Curb Appeal. Not
Curb
bad.
Curb Appeal.
And we're eating bananas and peeling them.
First thing we're going to do is invest in three pads for our butts.
That's the first thing.
I don't want to sit on the edge.
Thanks for everybody, Maureen and Tanya, who sent things, and other people who I'm not. Did we get a name of Andrea?
Andrea? I don't know. It depends.
Dude, you should make a decision.
Wait, I just met someone named Maureen recently. Was she a listener?
There's numerous people in the world named Maureen.
She was attractive.
I'm going to assume it's a listener. Yeah. All right, everybody. Honestly, stay safe out there. Be happy. And
are we doing a pre-New Year's one, or are we seeing them after New Year's?
I feel like we should try and get this guy to meet us at Clifton's for dinner with the wives before the Bill Burr show on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that where we're going?
Are you capable of that? Mm-hmm. I feel like we should.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Unless
okay.
Clifton's turns out to be a clusterfuck.
Wait, we should not tell the listeners where we're going to be?
I just realized that. Why not? Who cares? Come on.
No.
Out. I think it's nice if someone shows up.
Mm-hmm. Don't say
until
that.
Maybe
picks up.
Guess
a tab.
What's getting edited at
Who,
the end of this podcast?
Who's the first one that runs out of the restaurant when the listeners show up? Who's the first? The guy that's not talking. That's not named Tyler. That's who. The guy that just said, oh,
Clifton's
like
might be.
Shitty
oh, God, it's not
shitty stand Clifton, upset.
Clifton's might be way, way, way too crowded on New Year's Eve because it's really a bar.
Good point. We won't be there.
We won't be on the bar side.
Okay. All right, everybody. I got to go sit in traffic for an hour.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for being part of your week with us. Is that it? Did I say it right?